It's Wednesday, May the 20th, and you're tuned in to the TNME podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world, baby.
We do. It's true. We've been doing it for a while. We still do it. It will never stop.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to put my phone on.
How dare you?
You'd think I'd be used to this, right? Anyways, let's see. Good news is afoot. At least here in Canada.
What's up?
We have started the road to recovery.
We in phase one, baby.
Phase one of coming out. Well, we never actually...
Coming out? Listen, do you have news for us? Because I know you've been talking about your girlfriend lately. But I don't know, like... I can't tell if it was Freudian, maybe slipping the tongue, you know?
That's a good catch. I see what you're putting down. I'm not picking it up.
I'm leaving it there.
Yeah. I'm leaving it in that fucking pile of trash that you decided to place it in. But yes, no, we were never in like lockdown like some European countries or Asian countries. But we were in a state of pandemic, and technically we are still in a state of pandemic until June 2nd. But let's just say quarantine restrictions have eased here.
Canada is more in a state of, hey, like, businesses are closed. We force businesses to close. But also, we kind of trust that people won't be dicks.
Yes.
And so far, people haven't been dicks. Mm-hmm. Except for that one group or dude in Montreal who burned down a cell tower.
Yeah.
But so far it's been not so bad.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, we live in probably the most populated part of Canada.
What about Ontario? Or sorry, what about Vancouver? Is it less populated?
There's less.
Okay.
Far less. Yeah.
Get wrecked, rest of Canada. We the best.
Yeah. So I mean, like, cause places like Vancouver, they opened up maybe a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So we are
opened up or
yeah, like their retail malls are open.
Oh shit. Okay.
But yeah, we are slowly coming out. So it's nice. You know, today is the first day of the reopening. It's small steps, but we have things like golf courses are open.
Shit. Can't wait to go to my country club. Oh wait.
Provincial parks are open.
There we go. I can go there.
Regular stores besides essentials like groceries or whatnot are open. I went to the dollar store today because I just saw there was no lineup there. So I walked in, and I'm like, ooh, it's the dollar store.
Because, like, no one's freaking out that everything's closed, so now there's, like, it's empty.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's fucking weird. Oh, shit.
I don't get that.
Weirdly enough, you know, a lot of restaurants, or not weirdly enough, but, like, understandably, restaurants are still mostly closed, mostly, like, takeout or drive through.
I think those aren't part of phase one, though.
You're right. They're not. But, I mean, sorry, the thing that I want to mention was, like, I know people need to have their, like, morning coffee or whatnot.
Yeah.
I am part of that audience.
The people who are weak.
But there's an extra level of weak where I see the car lineups at Starbucks and they wrap around the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, really?
Let me tell you something, my friend. Recently, I went to Krispy Kreme.
That's different.
Right? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab a box of donuts because why not? I'm here. I don't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to chill. I got lucky because I got in halfway into the line and the line took me an hour and a half to get a box of donuts.
Shit.
And by the time I left, the whole parking lot was snaked.
Wow. That's insane. Now, I got to know, were you idling the whole time?
There was a couple times where there was a long enough wait to where I could just turn the car off.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I would say 40 minutes out of the time I was idling.
Wow.
Because, like, yeah, it was moving just fast enough to where you could move up. And if you stayed too long, people behind you would just be like, brr, brr, like, just fucking slam it on it. Because it's Toronto.
Okay. Yeah, no, all right. Fair enough. But, yeah, no, so, good things. Summer's looking almost bright, we'll say. We'll see. I don't know if we're going to be able to do stuff, but whatever.
We're getting there. I think we'll be able to do stuff as long as it doesn't go fucking bonkers. As long as it doesn't go 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think we still have to take into consideration social distancing. Like, you can have...
I think it's physical distancing now.
Who gives shit, whatever. Fucking names. Same, same.
It's groups of five or less still.
It's groups of five or less. If you're out in public, like, still keep a respectful distance from somebody, right? Like,
or
it's
just brush up against them.
Yeah, or just cough on them. Lick them.
Yeah.
This is the taste of a liar, Vince. Just full Giorno them. Just, yeah, full Bruno them on the subway. Yeah. Just go for it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
You know, until there's some sort of vaccine, I understand it. But also, I'm of the crowd that I don't think you really had to just go full, complete shutdown closure. But I guess it's harder to go to, like, wean back a little bit and then get to the quarantine than to just be quarantined and then wean back up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Anyway, so yeah, that's something to look forward to. As for this podcast, we got a question to chew on.
Go. Is it a question? Because I think I read this. I'm not sure.
This one's
more of a statement.
I think this one's more just for me and you.
Okay.
Paul wrote in with a link that said, "Why does this kid look like Baby Vince?"
Oh, that, yeah, I think that one's just for us. And he kind of does.
Fair enough.
But also, it's like just off enough to where I'm like, Paul, you racist.
Yeah, that's true. Paul actually has a question, though.
Yeah.
If each of you could create a reality show competition of any topic, doesn't need to be nerdy at all, though it could be, what would it be so that you could be the expert brought in for the panel of judges? Don't worry about it being an exciting topic. The drama would be the show and the competition. Ideas can be general or very specific.
You know what?
Mm.
I think I would keep it nerdy.
Would ya?
And I would keep it at video games.
Would ya?
Because I would love to big brother a bunch of people who are fucking socially inept gamers.
No. No!
Yeah. And just force them to socialize and then, like, slowly, like, the first two episodes are just them being passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly but surely, because they don't know how to handle situations like that, just fucking go at each other. And then instead of, like, making them play battle royales, I make them play a battle royale. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. 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 That's a...
You prep them with Warzone, and then you put them in a Warzone.
I like that. I like that. I think mine would be something similar.
Okay.
I think mine's a bit more high concept. Maybe not, actually.
Okay.
Maybe just be bottom of the barrel. Depends how you want to look at it. I think my reality show would be a two-stage competition.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the drop zone, so you just drop them in.
Oh, okay.
Like, you drop them in.
You go to Canada's Wonderland, put them on the drop zone.
Yeah, so you... Yeah. It could be an amusement park, it could be a mall, it could be a section of a city, it could be a neighborhood.
Okay.
And the idea is...
Hide and seek.
Is you need, I haven't figured this out, but it's something like you need to amass a set of tools and skills.
Okay.
And then you have 1 hour to do that. And then the second half would be a competition that I would always choose at random where you would use those skills.
Oh. That's a pretty open-ended.
It could go anywhere. It'd be real stupid, but that's kind of what I want. That or citywide hide and seek.
That'd be tough, man. We bought out this abandoned ghost town and put 100 people there.
That or paintball in the core of a downtown area.
That'd be cool.
Like, during the day.
Wasn't that a PlayStation commercial at one point where they rented out Grand Central Station and there was some sort of, like, fake shootout inside Grand Central Station?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I think that was...
Like, that's what I would like, but, like, I'd want society to continue. Like, it'd have to be, like, secret paintball tournament. But also not secret, because it's just happening.
You have to tell the cops.
Like... I don't know. I do not know the logistics here, but I think it would be awesome if, like, you're walking in the crosswalk, and some guy pops out, and he has the fucking paintball gun.
Oh, are you saying, like... Like John Wick society?
Yes.
Where, like, secretly everyone's a hitman,
yes,
but you don't know who's the
hitman.
Yeah,
so it's like a battle royale, but it's only paintball. And no one knows who the other players are.
That would be, like, You gotta hire people who have anxiety.
Like, obviously there'd be some rules. Like, I think I'd put like a heart rate monitor in each one of them so that you could see on your radar that they're around, but you don't know who they are.
But then you get that one scene and you know it's gold. And yeah. It'd be like the guy walking behind another one and he pulls the gun on the head of another contestant from behind. But then another person does that to him and he's like, walk away.
I think like that would be my dream, but the legality and the logistics of putting it together, I don't really know. I haven't thought that far. I just thought about what chaos it would bring.
If there was a team that was too good, you know what you got to do? It's got to be like American Gladiators.
Oh, he's going to bring back.
You got to send in SEAL Team 6, like Royal Canadian Mounted Police Special Ops, but with paintball guns.
Now, I'm thinking about this. I'm like, this sounds more like a game show. And Paul specifically asked for a reality show that we could be the judge and panels on.
True.
I don't know if I could really judge, like...
You could be like the Big Brother panel. Or, no, sorry, the Terrace House panel.
Oh, like the commentary?
Yeah, piece? You'd be the commentary panel.
You know, like, the reality is I probably would just make Terrace House.
Yeah, true.
I would make it in, like, a work setting.
I wonder... and then you just have, like, one person who's, like, purposely sabotaging people.
Like that show.
Hey, did you get those spreadsheets? Oh, sorry, you know, I was just so swamped. But my meeting's at 8.
That would be so great.
Sorry, bud.
I just had one employee who just a fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
That's my kind of show.
I think I would want to do that in my real business.
I mean, it's tough because then you're actually putting your career on the line.
You know, when I get too big to fail.
Ah, yes, when you're the CEO, when everyone knows your name. I see.
And then I would hire someone to be the shit the server. It's like, I want your job is to keep everyone on their toes.
I've always wanted that job. I don't know how to get it.
What job?
Like where you're like the double agent, you go to your competitor and you get hired as like...
Oh, you become good at your job and then trusted with secrets.
But the thing is, like, if you become good at your job, competitors take notice.
True.
Right? Again, because that's how you get poached, but...
I wonder, how would you do that?
Like, how do you get that? Anyways, that's...
If anyone here is a corporate spy, please write in.
Just let me know, because listen...
Hook me up. Hit me up on Indeed.
I'm kind of getting bored at my place of work.
I will sabotage in no time, like, at all.
I am ready. I'm ready to make the sacrifice.
Okay, all right. Not really a sacrifice, but okay.
Okay, just give me that paycheck. Go. That 5x salary. Great. So that's it for questions this week. Thank you for writing in. I think we're on to picks now.
Go.
Picks of the week. I don't really have anything except one. Formula One clearly is not happening right now. But big news. Big, 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 big news.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrari star driver Sebastian Vettel is leaving Ferrari.
Oh, yes. I read about this.
And he has nowhere to go.
You mean he's leaving... Sebastian Vettel's leaving Mercedes.
Ferrari.
I thought he was... leaving Mercedes to go to Ferrari.
Sebastian Vettel?
Oh, sorry.
The German?
The other guy. I was thinking about the other guy.
Hamilton?
No.
His contract's whatever, but everyone's assuming he's going to resign with Mercedes.
Okay.
Anyway, Sebastian Vettel, 4-time world champion, glory days at Red Bull for the early 2000s. He is considered one of the all-time greats.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently fell out of love with Ferrari, and the dream is over.
Sorry, there's a fluff in my face. I freaked out.
It's okay. So that's it. And I feel sad.
Well, is Raikkonen still part of Ferrari?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Ferrari has two rookies next year.
Do I know them? Have I heard of them before? Are they one of those Twitch streamers that I keep hearing about?
One of them is.
Okay.
Charles Leclerc.
There was one that made the round on this website called Livestream Fails recently.
It's probably...
And he was in a racing, like, his chair or whatever.
Was it his girlfriend?
And his girlfriend messaged him on Twitch to let him return to the apartment. Oh, that's pretty good.
That guy is Ferrari's golden boy.
All right, I'm back on.
Like, when he got signed to Ferrari, I was like, oh, he's going to save Ferrari. And then he goes on Twitch and does this whole, like, shenanigans. And I'm like...
He's going to save Ferrari.
And I'm just like, fuck, man. I love modern Formula One drivers. They're just idiots sometimes. But so Seb is out. And it's like changing of the guard. It's like watching... I don't want to say it's like watching Michael Jordan retire because he's not to that regard.
Yeah.
But he's one of the greats, right? So it's sad.
Nice.
That's all I got. That was my week.
That's it? That's it?
I'm sure there was other small stuff.
Okay.
But I don't give a fuck.
I got all video game news.
Awesome.
First up, Guilty Gear.
Is guilty.
Delayed to 2021.
What?
COVID hitting everybody, baby.
What?
Guilty Gear Strive. I know Vince is a huge fighting game fan. You were so excited.
I was.
To play Faust.
Yes. Yes. And Soul Bad Guy.
Soul Bad Guy, yeah. The Soul Bad Guy, who's actually the good guy. Oh, fuck. I love that game. Oh, it's so dumb. But yeah, so that's a long story short. COVID delayed it.
When was it supposed to come?
It's supposed to come late 2020.
Well, originally.
Yeah, late 2020.
Oh, they didn't have a date.
No.
Oh, whatever.
But continuing on the fighting game train, Evolution Tournament is arguably the biggest. It is the biggest fighting game tournament of the year.
I didn't recognize what you're saying there for a second.
Evolution Fighting Game Tournament?
Because you didn't say Evo.
Oh, I didn't say Evo. Yeah. I said the full name.
Yeah.
So Evolution Fighting Game Tournament, otherwise known as Evo, was going to happen in the summer. And tournament organizers have decided that they do not see it to be responsible or safe to hold a large event like that amidst COVID. And so now Evo is all online, baby.
Oh, it's still happening.
It's still happening, but it's all online. So all the online warriors that you've been practicing with your lag and your non-perfect setups, now's your time to shine.
There's got to be some sort of, like, how are they going to police that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. So here's the thing.
That's bananas.
The actual Evo proper is it's like invite only tournament, right? I think that they're gonna do it. It's not gonna be pools.
Okay.
And I'm not too sure on this because there are two separate tournaments that they're running. So okay. First up is Evo proper. And it's gonna have the following games which were previously announced.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Fighter Z.
Yes.
Grand Blue Fantasy Versus.
Okay.
Samurai Showdown. Soul Calibur 6.
Okay.
Street Fighter 5. Tekken 7.
Yep.
And Under Night In Birth EXE : late left square bracket CL-R right square bracket.
Okay.
Missing from this list, notable game, Ultimate Smash Bros.
I was about to ask, where is it?
No, it's just gone.
Okay.
Because Smash Bros. Netcode is so shit.
They can't rely on
They're
it.
They're just like, we can't have a tournament, so it's gone.
Oh. Bummer.
That's hilarious.
That's a boomer.
But they're also having a online open tournament for the following games. Yes. Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath.
Okay.
Skullgirls Second Encore.
Okay.
And Them's Fightin' Herds.
Excuse me?
It's the My Little Pony fighting game.
No.
Yeah. What? I know. Apparently it's good.
No.
That's what I've been hearing on the forums.
No.
But that's an open tournament that it's open to anybody, right? So I'm not sure how they're going to run it. Like, it by having an open tournament of other games, it makes me think that the main games are going to be invite only and it's going to have a smaller roster.
Okay.
But Evo, or here it goes, also as previously announced, Evo will host an online version of their anniversary tournament for Marvel's Capcom 2. So that is also going to be online.
Okay.
But they're going to take place, Evo's going to take place over a month now. It's going to go July 4th and 5th.
Oh, shit. Okay.
July 4th and 5th, July 11th and 12th, July 18th and 19th, July 25th, 26th, July 31st to August 2nd.
Tell me more. Okay.
Yeah, and they haven't finalized registrations or anything, but that's how it's going to be.
Okay.
It's weird.
I don't know how I... Sure. You know what? Fine. I accept it.
You accept it? Okay. Well, sure. You have no choice.
Right. I don't.
After that, Nintendo had some announcements. The Wonderful 101 remaster trailer came out. That's Wonderful 101. That's all I gotta say. It's a cool trailer. I think it's a game that didn't really get a lot of spotlight because it was on the Wii U. Pretty much no one other than me bought a Wii U.
Yep.
But it's good. Highly recommend it. Look at the trailer. It's a very good game. The other one happened like right after we fucking ended the podcast last week, which is Paper Mario and the Origami King.
Yes.
Dude, Paper Mario's back and the enemy is folding.
Mm. I've never been a Paper Mario fan.
Paper Mario has... It's like the Kirby of RPGs.
That's okay.
Where Kirby as a platformer is insanely easy. And it's meant to be like, this is the entry level platformer. Oh, you fall off a ledge, just fucking float up to the top. Mm. Oh, you lose your power, just suck it back up. Oh, you died, it's okay. You have like fucking a billion lives because who gives a shit?
Right.
Right? Like, Kirby is more about the experience than like any sort of reward in gameplay.
Yeah.
Where that's how I feel about Paper Mario. Paper Mario is more about the experience of Paper Mario.
Okay.
Rather than like, oh, I fucking beat Ultimacia at level 1 with no items.
Okay, I can buy that. Sure.
But it looks cool. It's got creepy Origami Peach. It's got folded Bowser. It's got zombie paper mache Goombas.
Okay.
It's a really fun thing to watch. And sometimes, I don't know, like sometimes I'm in the mood for games that are just like
hot,
not challenging. Like I just want to go through a thing.
What?
Like I want to.
What?
You know, like sometimes you just kind of want to kick back.
What?
And like enjoy an experience.
Who are you? What?
It's very rare.
Yeah.
It's very rare. Like I did like Kirby Star Allies. Yo. Like, and that game's easy as fuck.
Having a girlfriend's made you weak.
It's been like 3 weeks. You
little bitch.
I guess. But yeah, sometimes it's just fun to have an experience, I guess.
Wow. It's sometimes just fun to have an experience.
Yeah, and not to have to like fucking...
Are you listening to yourself right now? Wow.
What? What?
All right, the countdown's begun.
What?
You're selling your collection. All right.
Oh, no. Oh, God. But that was the last thing on my list. It was all video game news this week. There was some other stuff in the news, but I don't really want to talk about it on the podcast.
Fair enough. Okay, so on to our weeks. Mine's relatively short because I basically did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my game collection. I was like, what should I play? What should I play? What should I play? And I was thinking, oh, I really need to finish Final Fantasy 15.
Okay, why? Did you not beat it?
Nope.
That game's not great.
But I need to know.
True. And plus, you can play all through the DLC and stuff.
Exactly. And then I was like, but what? But I just played a Final Fantasy.
Do you have the Royal Edition? Or just the OG?
The original Deluxe, but I think the Royal upgrade is like $10.
Oh, okay.
But then I thought, but Kingdom Hearts is probably what I should focus on.
Yes.
Because then the DLC's out for that.
Yeah.
And so I looked at that game.
For a week.
I kept thinking about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'll do it.
I swear.
I'll totally do it.
And I didn't.
God damn it.
Right. So I've been watching the Michael Jordan documentary. Still great. The last two episodes are out. I haven't gone to them yet. Instead, I started watching Netflix's The Toys That Made Us series.
Okay. I heard some aggressive words to be said on Twitter about this from you.
Oh yeah. It's very informative. Like it I'm sure it has its facts straight.
Yeah.
But I hate everything about how this show is presented.
But Vince, it's about toys.
I know.
And nerd culture.
I know, but it's like
toys.
Man, it's pandering. Like, it's trying to pander to the 7-year-old collector in all adult toy collectors, but mm-hmm. You're like, talk to me like an adult. Like, why do I have to?
So, I had watched an episode of this a while ago.
Yeah.
And it was on a family member's recommendation.
Ah.
So, like, a cousin was like, Anthony, have you watched The Toys That Made Us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you'd love it. You love nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, isn't that about, like, Star Wars toys and shit and, like, G.I. Joes or whatever?
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, like, don't you love that shit? I'm like, no, not really. Like, I don't like Star Wars, really. And so I gave it a shot, and I'm just like, oh, no wonder they like that. It's because it's like, to me, the show is made
for mainstream,
for the mainstream. But also, it doesn't like,
it doesn't paint the hobby in a
positive light. Yeah, it still paints it as like, hey, remember, like, this is a thing that you might find cool and like, oh, look, it's all this kid shit.
Yeah.
But it still, like, ultimately makes fun of the people that make it what it is.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, oh, no wonder my fucking normie cousin loves it, because it, like, solidifies her thought process of that, like, all this shit
is dumb.
This is fucking dumb and childish. Yeah. And, like, to be honest, on a certain level, she's not wrong.
Right.
But also, it's missing the whole point of why people
are into it, yeah. Things. Or, like, why they have passion for this kind of stuff, or, like, why it's important. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I watched the Transformers one and the Lego one, and, oh, I couldn't stand it. Like, they're, like, Lego has this thing called the system. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lego system, you obviously know what the system is. Yep. Like, you know, bricks fit together, blah, blah, blah. They wouldn't stop, like, hammering it in, like, but they couldn't do it because of the system.
The Lego system. The
system. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here with this shit already. Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. And I didn't know if, like, I was overreacting or if, because, like, I'm watching the Michael Jordan documentary and it's just so good.
But that's also, like, a topic that people will take seriously. Like, people love sports.
Oh, that's true.
And he's the man. He might go down as the greatest basketball player of all time, period.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
But, like, you never know, right? Because, like, Jordan, like, his whole reign was the 90s. They could have taken it that direction, like, presented, like, the corniness of the 90s, but they didn't.
They could have, yeah.
Like, it is...
And
I
bet, like, if Michael Jordan saw that shit, he would have be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, paint me as a fucking god.
Yeah, right? And that's exactly how this thing paints him. So. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's what I did there. I finished all of Community. I just ended up watching it all again.
Instead of playing Kingdom Hearts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate the idea that seasons 5 and 6 exist.
But it's 6 seasons in a movie, Vince.
But I also can't deny the fact that seasons 5 and 6 have some, like, conceptually, some of the best episodes.
Okay.
But they're meaningless, so it's like a conundrum. I forgot that the finale was so high concept. It's crazy.
I was watching, like, a bunch of interviews with Joel McHale.
Yeah.
And talking about, like, why Reese left the show.
Yeah.
And just stuff like, he's like a fucking diva.
Yeah.
And just...
Chevy Chase, man.
Chevy Chase just fucking hated being there.
It's like, but like, yeah, when you are like the fucking star of the 80s.
When you're like, literally, he's the Fonz.
Yeah, like the man is a god at one point. And then he's reduced to like the joke character. But at some point, like, you gotta like, your time is over. Like,
that's always been like an interesting psychology thing of like, when Tom Cruise gets real old, yeah. Like gray hair old. Is he really gonna play the fucking old man who's the father to the new kid on the block, like pass the torch type shit? Like, I bet that's what attitude he has.
Right? But I think it's different because, like, because we can look at someone like Stallone.
Yeah.
Right? And the difference with, like, Stallone versus, like, Chevy Chase is Chevy Chase lets himself go. Like, he can't, he doesn't act like Stallone's old.
But he's like, he's still fit. Like,
but he also accepts his limitations now. Like, yeah. He knows where he is in life. Chevy Chase is walking around thinking that he's still like that awesome 30-year-old dude.
He's still hot shit. He's still the Fonz in the leather jacket.
Yeah, he can't fit the leather jacket anymore. It's when you're stuck in that period, right?
Yeah.
I hope that never happens to me. Like, I hope I'm never like at 50 thinking like, oh, I'm still that 25-year-old.
My whole thing is that I hope I don't become the fucking set in your ways adult.
Too late.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Too late.
I'm still open to new ideas.
Show somebody your phone.
What are you talking about? I got a new phone.
Share your phone.
I'm up.
Can I just go through your phone?
I'm up on the technology, Vince. I'm up on the technology.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't want to be that guy who's just like, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years, so... Yeah.
I hear
this
you.
Is obviously the best one. It's like, bitch, well, no, it's not. Like,
yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But that's that. And the last thing I did, it was like, I'm going to spend this time instead of watching something new. I'm going to watch something that I really love. So I was deciding what to watch. I went through my collection of Blu-rays. I'm like, I've yet to open the Gurren Lagann Blu-ray set.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened it yesterday and I watched 22 episodes.
Oh my God.
I really wanted to finish it for today. But unfortunately, I had to go to work for like a couple hours, and I couldn't do it.
Should have quit.
I know.
Should have quit.
So I was like, ah, fuck.
Doesn't your car have a screen?
It doesn't have a Blu-ray player. I don't have a disc drive in my car.
Yo, you need that mid-2000s car mod where it's got the flip-out screen with the Blu-ray player, and you can hook up your PS2. Hell yeah. Oh,
no. But anyways, yeah.
What if you could play Gran Turismo in your car?
Oh my god, that's this again. I never understood when they put the screen in the trunk and they're like, now you can play it in your car, but like I have to stop and I have to get out.
Yeah,
and
but sit that's in the when back? That's when you're at the car party and everyone's showing off their rig, but yours isn't a racer. Yours is more of like, here's the party system.
But if I'm at a car show, like at and like that, like how Fast and Furious paints them,
yeah.
Why would I be sitting at my car playing games when I can like mingle with people, when I can meet girls?
But the thing is like the people who own the cars in those movies never leave their car. Oh. It's always people who don't have cars and like, wow, bro, your car's so cool, and they're like fucking stroking their ego dick. Like,
I guess you're right. Yeah, I can't deny your logic. I just don't accept it.
Yo, did Ja Rule fucking leave his car to get offered a menage? No, he was literally in his car. And then he left the line. He's like, menage!
Oh, that line's going to go down in history.
When you're cool as fuck, you let the people come to you.
But the thing is, that movie also told me the cool guy does not have the video game in his car.
Also, you know what? True facts.
Yes, he does not.
True facts.
Because Ja Rule was getting girls in his car. The guy who had Gran Turismo was just playing Gran Turismo.
True. So. And you know what? He made the better life decision.
Did he?
Because Ja Rule got nothing in the end.
Neither did the guy with the fucking Gran Turismo.
But he lost nothing. He still had games by his side. Ja Rule doesn't even have games.
Lame.
He's got less than nothing.
Lame. Anyways, that's besides the point. Gurren Lagann, episode 22. I know what's coming up in the last 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, do I really need to watch them?
No, I do need to watch it. Because every time I rewatch this series, like when I first watch a series.
Okay.
For those who don't know, Gurren Lagann is definitely split up into two solid arcs. And it's very much a Kill Bill 1, Kill Bill 2 situation.
Yes.
Okay? And most people tend to lean on one side of the fence or the other.
Yes.
I have always leaned on the first half of Gurren Lagann.
Yes. Well, it makes sense. Your favorite character is in the first half.
Yeah, and it's just simpler, and it's more just in your face, and I love the hero journey. But every time I rewatch the series, more and more, I lean more towards the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm at that point where I think the second half is now better than the first half.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is, but I think it's just because I do prefer the fact that there is now more, I don't know, I guess I just, I'm more into the risk or just the state of emergency that this and the politics that the second half plays and how it just shatters everyone. I love how the fact that the second half is the original cast as adults now dealing with the problem of being adults. And that
are you telling me that they're adulting?
Yeah, and they just can't handle. Not that they can't handle, but like, they just can't have everything like when they were kids.
It's also the extreme thing of like they literally went from a society that lived underground and didn't see the sun, to, okay, now we politics, baby.
Like, yeah, like we have a government.
Yeah, that governs things.
Yeah,
and it's not just who this hole is my hole. Fuck off.
Yeah. And it's just, I guess there's a lot more at stake there. There's just a lot more like, oh man, I just love when like it goes to the future and you're like, man, that kid was cool. Why did he become such an asshole? Why are they not friends anymore? Like, what happens?
Life.
And I think it's the same reason why I like how, even though I haven't really watched Naruto,
yeah,
I love that divide that happens between Sasuke and Naruto.
Because like, they just get older. Different paths.
Yeah, and I love, like, that's, like, I love Endgame of those two because they're just, they've gone down such different roads and now it's just, like, they have to come back and
yeah,
they're worlds apart.
Well, that's, we just finished Code Geass.
Oh, yes.
And that's exactly what happened with our two boys.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
It's a trope, but it's a good trope.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know, I've always thought like, it's something that doesn't happen a lot in real life. Like, usually if people go their separate ways, they go their separate ways.
Yeah.
Right? The fate does not intertwine everybody to come back at a,
absolutely,
at a key point in their life.
Absolutely.
But it's something that kind of everyone wishes would happen.
Yeah. Yeah, just to see.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll be done that soon. I definitely cried at episode 8 and...
Pussy. No, that's a rough episode.
Yeah. It's on Blu-ray. That show looks amazing.
It's a good ass show.
I'm pretty excited because I was choosing between this or Kill la Kill, but yeah. I'm definitely gonna watch Kill la Kill immediately after.
Yeah.
But I have not rewatched Kill la Kill since it aired. Like, I've only ever watched it as it aired.
I don't think I've rewatched any of these shows since it aired.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah. So and when I watched Kill la Kill, I know I watched it in like, this was before, was streaming like, yeah, it was a thing, yeah.
I think it was getting there. I definitely know that I was still getting Kill la Kill through nefarious means.
Same, and I know that like it wasn't the best bitrate, it wasn't the best, like it said 720.
Was it though?
Yeah.
Was it
though? But like, and some of the more insane scenes, you could tell shit just, and that show has way crazy insane scenes, like. Yeah. The visuals would break apart.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of why I want to buy the, what's it called? Like the Nichijou and JoJo Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Just because like there are certain scenes in that show where I know when I was watching them streaming, like it probably didn't give it its full credit.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of stuff in JoJo that's like uncensored now because it's on Blu-rays
and whatever. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I did that. And then the last thing was I saw like one tweet, like what's the most disrespectful thing you've seen in anime, and there's a lot of funny things in there. Anyways, it led me down the rabbit hole of Berserk, and I just read a lot of Berserk.
Did you read a lot of Berserk?
Just wiki.
Hell yeah. And I'm just wiki. Oh,
and I just feel so bad for, what's her name, Casca.
Oh, yo, Casca gets wrecked, riggedy wrecked.
My Griffith is so evil.
Griffith's a bitch. Griffith is a punk ass so bitch.
Fucking evil.
Yo. Now you know!
I can't believe him! Poor.
I only fought. I told you, everything was for my dream. I don't care if I have to sacrifice others.
And, like, it's just like,
I'm almost caught up.
Like, the.
And he's still a bitch.
He saves Casca from something.
Yeah.
Only to wreck her by those same means.
Yeah, because he needed her to fulfill his goal. The ends justify the means, what? Vince.
Okay. Man. Okay.
Now, since reading that, I have a lot more appreciation for the meme of Griffith did nothing wrong.
What are you talking? Get out of here.
Because I'm like, I never really understood how, like, edgy that is. Like, that saying is. Because I'm like, I don't really know what he did.
And now you know.
But now I know. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. That's like rage bait
primo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's primo rage bait.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyways, yeah, that was my week. So it was a lot of random shit. Nothing really new, but there you go.
Okay. Okay. My week, bruh.
Mm.
Same.
Oh.
But I finished Demon Slayer.
Oh, the manga. Yes,
Demon Slayer manga is over.
I saw that. It was on the weekend. Like, my Twitter was in a blaze of glory. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to tell you. So you remember when I read Gantz?
Yes.
And I was like, yo, Gantz is fucking awesome.
I remember when
that
ended,
though. So amazing.
Yeah.
Except for the ending.
Yeah.
Bruh, Demon Slayer
is
so amazing. Except for the ending. It felt so rushed. I think Demon Slayer probably will go down as one of the classics, one of the greats. It's maybe not a big three contender considering how short it is.
I don't think it can be.
Yeah, right? Like, when you think of the big three, you think of a long-lasting legacy. And yes. Even though two of them are over now, like, just the amount of cultural impact that those had is kind of nuts. And I think Demon Slayer is kind of a runner-up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's out of the running, but I don't know. Like, it ending so
soon. I just think in, like, 5 years, will people be looking back and be like, oh, Demon Slayer is also Bleach, is also Naruto. I don't think so.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel the same way.
Yeah.
But also, like, Demon Slayer isn't the anime that got me into anime.
That's right? True.
I think Demon Slayer, for a lot of younger anime fans, is the one where they watched it. That and, like, My Hero.
See, like, I think my hero will be...
Oh, most definitely. I think my hero's in, like, that pantheon of people, of series. But, like, yeah, again, like, I'm also not that person who... What's my example? Is, like, people who love Trigun.
Oh.
Right? Like, Trigun is a very short series, and there is, like, a subsect of anime fans who are just like, I will die on this sword that Trigun is fucking awesome.
If by sword, do you mean Rurouni Kenshin?
That too, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, bruh, they're fine. The ending for Trigun sucks dick. But, like, they're okay. But, like, there's that fervor of, like, the thing that got you into this greater thing that you love, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and, like, for me, it's, like, the fucking video game Outrun.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to agree with me that Outrun is a fantastic game.
Nope.
And I love it. But yep. That's my fervor, right? That's my nostalgia, rose-colored glasses, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It ended. The last chapter, the final chapter is definitely not the final chapter. Like, the final chapter is the one before it.
Oh, okay.
And then the actual, like, last chapter is some wild shit.
Oh.
Like, they do some shit where it's basically, like, that old area of Demon Slayer, it's fucking donezo. We over. And really, if we want... If part of me feels like he wrote it so that he can't be forced by a producer to bring it back. Right? He can't be forced by a company to be like, hey, you kind of left it on a cliffhanger. Bring it back. He did something very original with that ending.
Okay.
To where, like, if you bring it back, the only way it can, unless it's like side story shit,
yeah,
the only way it can canonically continue is if it's like this real contrived generic ass bullshit. And it's kind of smart if that was his play, but yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I love Demon Slayer and I fucking loved it all the way up until this final arc.
Hmm.
It just kind of felt rushed by the end of it. If it feels like they did a thing when they weren't actually fully prepared, but yep, somehow made it work through series of bullshit, yeah, which didn't exist in the original manga.
Okay.
It's weird. I can't really say more without spoiling it.
Of course.
But it's still a solid series. I think that movie's going to be fucking hot shit. It's going to be great.
The Infinity Train?
Infinity Train, because that arc is dope as fuck, and I want to see that animated.
Cool.
The other thing I did is I watched a Korean movie, 2017. It's called The Outlaws.
Okay.
Apparently it was pretty big in South Korea. It is starring some famous Korean guys. Ma Dong Seok. I don't know how to pronounce these names.
I don't have a response.
So that Ma Dong Seok guy, he used to be a fighter. He's very bulky. Okay. And so he turned into an actor and does a lot of like cheesy action movies. He's like, I don't know, like, if a boxer turned into a fucking actor.
Yes,
like
yes.
Korean Mike Tyson turned into an actor or something.
Okay.
But it's based on a real life event that occurred in South Korea in 2007 called the, again, I'm going to fucking butcher this pronunciation, is the Hyuksapa incident, where there was a turf war between local gangs in this district in Seoul between gangs from China and gangs from Korea.
Interesting.
And what's it all about is that the main bad guy, who in the movie is called Jang Chen, he comes from China. He was like a fucking wanted man. He came over to South Korea to escape the cops in China. And he's going to set up his Chinese branch in this Chinatown of Korea, which apparently is actually a very dangerous place. A lot of crime actually does happen there.
Okay.
And he does it by the most violent means you could possibly think of. He starts off as a lowly debt collector, and when he can't collect his debt, first off, he takes someone else's debt. So someone else was a debt collector, murders the shit out of him, and he's like, now you're my debt, right? I just inherit that, so you owe me money. And then when people can't pay, he like fucking chops off people's hands, arms, like just the most brutal limb, like selling shit, whatever, right? It's rough. And then the cop, he's known in that area as kind of like, I know I can't stop you from doing crime, and I'll let you get away with it to a certain extent, but if you cross over this line, I'm the one in power and I'm gonna fuck you.
Hmm.
Right? And so when this new hot shit comes about into his area, then it's like, okay, I gotta put a stop to this because he's actually doing serious crime and he's causing gang wars and turf wars and whatever.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty fun. The action is really great. It's the main cop character, a lot of his how do I put it? How he solves incidents is by one punching people.
Oh,
because he's just so strong, like nobody can really take him. And in a lot of instances, he's just like, he treats the criminals like they're children. There's
wonderful.
Yeah, there's scenes in it where it's like two Korean guys are having turf war, and he smacks like one up the side of the head, brings him over to the guy he's having an argument with, and he's like, put your hand around him. And they're sitting on a couch with their hand. Now smile. And he takes a Polaroid picture.
Ah.
And he's like, I'm going to circulate this, and your beef is squashed. If I see you doing this shit again, you're fucking over. Right? And then he leaves. Okay. Like, that kind of... He's got this really, like, jovial, weird attitude about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then that is kind of contrasted by the criminal who's doing fucking heinous murder. But I enjoyed it. It's a fun action movie. There are some things that are pretty generic, and they steal from older American action movies, just in terms of the way
okay.
plot lines are set up, how action scenes set like play out.
Yeah,
like there was one fight scene I was watching, and I literally called everything that would happen in order, because I've watched so many action movies. It's like, okay, this guy's gonna get fucking smacked. This guy, it's gonna be a cut, and it's gonna be shot to the outside of a building, and it's gonna be quiet for just a little bit too long, and he's gonna fly out a window, yeah. and then exactly that happened.
Huh.
So there's some stuff that it's like, it's not an old boy, like it's not a classic, but it's a good popcorn muncher.
Cool.
I wouldn't say it was bad by any means. I did enjoy it. And then the last thing I did in my week, I started yesterday, and kind of like you, where you started yesterday and yeah. you watched 20 episodes of something.
Uh-oh.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is free on the Epic Games Store.
I heard.
And I played 16 hours of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Fuck.
I played 13 hours yesterday, and I played 3 hours
today. I'm assuming this is online?
No, I played the story.
Why?
Because I haven't played it. So that game, I can't believe it. That game came out in 2013.
I can believe it. That game's old.
That game's old. And I haven't played it since then.
That has the three characters.
Yep. Yeah. Trevor, Franklin, and Michael.
Yeah.
And I haven't played it since it came out on the PS3. And so I was like, you know what? I want to see if the story holds up. I want to see if it's still, like, fun. Because I remember certain annoying parts, like having to switch between all the characters. And there was some late-game money issues where, like, one character would have way more money than the other. And if you bought too many properties with one character, there's really no way to salvage that character's bankroll.
Yeah.
But I'm playing through it again. And it's kind of crazy how topical that game still is today.
Mm.
Like, Grand Theft Auto is known for taking pop culture at the time and just fucking, like, tearing it apart. Kind of like a South Park season is.
Yeah.
But it's weird because there's a lot of stuff now in modern day 2020. And these are jokes from 7 years ago. And they still hold true. And, like, almost everything is still relevant. The stuff they make fun of in terms of like economic collapse, housing markets, political shit, reality TV, people's obsession with Hollywood, all that stuff is still insanely relevant. And I really can't tell if like they've updated the game since then, like with like their NPC voice lines or something, because I know they have online stuff, right? So I can't tell if they've been writing new lines for NPCs and it's just like leaked into the single player, but yeah, it's eerie how the same the world has been since 7 years ago.
To be fair, the world has been the same.
Yeah, but even like stuff, I don't know. I guess maybe San Andreas to Grand Theft Auto 4 is a bigger leap, maybe. But I felt like the commentary in San Andreas is like nowhere close to the commentary in Grand Theft Auto 4. But and those had a pretty decent time between them. But like the commentary of 7 years ago, almost a decade ago until now, is like relatively the same. It's like maybe technology has made things stagnant. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's tough to say, because like the I vaguely remember that game, but I mean the things that they say about Hollywood aren't in a time capsule of that time.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a timeless thing, yeah.
Right? Like all the commentary they have around Hollywood that they have around Hollywood have been there since the dawn of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And like with everything, and everything's cyclical. Mm-hmm. All these patterns still reemerged.
Maybe it was like the perfect timing. Like I played it, and like the circle's kind of back to where it kinda was. Like I don't know. But it's still good. That's still good game. I'm replaying through it. It could be because I'm playing with keyboard and mouse. Mm. So firefights in that game are a fucking joke.
Ah.
I just like, you don't have the weird clunky, I lock onto a character and then move the
cursor that
up, right?
Oh god.
Where it's like, oh, your free aim is within this box. That doesn't happen anymore. It's just headshot, snap to a headshot, snap to a headshot, snap to a headshot. And it makes firefights like you're the fucking Terminator.
Yeah, I remember.
Like you mow through people. But there's things in the PC version, and I guess they've had it in the online version, that have leaked into a single player, but like new guns and stuff like that. I can get a fucking rail gun. Like an electronic, like shoot electricity. I am the fucking girl from Metal Gear Solid 2 railgun.
Oh yeah.
And I have some friends who the league friends that I made.
They're playing this game.
They also play online, and so they're like, "Yo, once you finish single player, and if you want to check out multiplayer stuff, like they've been supporting this game since it came out. So there's a lot of shit to do, and apparently online is just leagues and bounds more wild than anything in the single player.
So. Yeah, I remember when that game came out, the online was very, we'll say, half-baked.
Yeah, it was like deathmatch, team deathmatch, and it wasn't fun.
Yeah, and I've heard like ever since then, it's just something else now.
Yeah, you can make like gangs, you can buy property, you can, like there's online exclusive story missions, like heist raids that you play with other people and stuff, and I'm like, hell yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I don't know. I'm getting myself familiarized with Grand Theft Auto again. I'm absolutely loving the writing. There's a lot of shit that is just funny that I didn't really appreciate 7 years ago. And it's like I'm at a point now where like I'm rewatching a lot of old media, or even like just at dinner, like having The Simpsons on in the background or something, right? Like I'm hearing jokes that I've heard a million times over, but I'm understanding the other layers to the joke.
Mm.
And I'm like, did I have a fucking learning disability in my early 20s? Like, how did I not recognize this shit beforehand? But I'm having a good time. It's a good ass game. The heists are super fun. I just wish there were more of them, because there are certain missions in that game where I'm just like,
oh yeah,
this is boring as fuck.
It's like, let's do five of these, like, do this, collect that, to set up for the one big one.
Do this tow truck mission, like, five times to do a major story mission where you have to use the tow truck.
Yeah.
Because we taught you.
Yeah.
So we're not going to leave it.
Yeah.
And then just all the characters, like, the whole, like, thing between Michael and Franklin is the son he's always wanted but doesn't have.
Yeah.
Trevor is just a fucking terrible, terrible, terrible person who needs to go, but for some reason they all deal with him, like kind of showing that they're all a little bit crazy, that they're fine with whatever he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a well-written game, and I think PC and mouse controls, or keyboard and mouse controls, really save any sort of controller gripes I had with the original.
Yeah,
yeah, it's good.
Cool.
It's a good game. I did play some like retro shit. I hooked up my NES and Super NES classics.
Yeah.
Played some Pac-Man.
Okay.
Played some Yoshi. Was it Yoshi Story? Yoshi's World? The one where it's Baby Mario on Super Nintendo.
Super Mario World 2.
Yeah, Super Mario World 2. I showed some people some sick glitches in the original Mario. Where they're like, I was playing with people who like, oh, I haven't played these since I was a kid. And I was like, cool. And they're like, okay, I want to see you play it. And I played it. And I was just like, here, let me get to world 8 in like 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy that stuff you still remember.
Yeah, like walking on top of 1-2 and stuff like that. Like where all the warp zones are.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy, yeah. Or, like, I know I blew their fucking mind when I got the second ship in Galaga.
Oh, yeah.
When you let an enemy tractor be one of your ships, and then you free it, and you get double ship.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck, you get double ship! Like, kind of, like, blew their fucking minds.
Yeah.
But there are definitely certain games that just that don't fucking age well.
Yeah, I think I've been on record saying that.
Yeah, like, yo, I was playing Donkey Kong.
Mm.
You know Donkey Kong, like the original ass Donkey Kong?
You see, I didn't like that game when it came out.
I kind of liked it when it came out. I thought it was fine. I thought it was like a solid six or seven. And I'm playing that shit now. I'm like, no one needs to play this.
Nope.
There is no reason for somebody to play this.
Nope.
But on the other hand, like a game that is arguably as archaic is the original Mario. And I'm like, I still think there's fun to be had here. There's a lot of variety. You get power-ups. Jump on people. It's the platformer. Like,
yeah, I can't stand looking at it.
Yeah, you can't. Well, that's the other thing. Like, if you can't stand looking at the old game, then what are you going to do?
Not play it.
Yeah, exactly. Not play it. But it's like, oh, this game still has, like, merit. Like, I could still confidently, like, recommend this to somebody.
Sure.
I don't know. It's cool. But yeah, and that's been my week. I've been really lazy this week. I don't know why. Probably the weather. But yeah, I didn't study Japanese at all. I felt bad about that. I didn't really exercise at all. I feel bad about that. All
right.
Yeah, I had an off week, I guess.
Yeah. It's not like the world's doing anything.
True facts. Oh, and then I did the thing you did with Kingdom Hearts, but I did it to Resident Evil 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Where I'm just like, I should do this. I heard it's only like a sitting. Nah. Grand Theft Auto 5, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you could have beat Resident Evil 4 times.
Yeah, I could have. I really could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. That's been my week. Hopefully, I think I'm near the end of Grand Theft Auto 5 because I'm getting to the part in the story where everyone's kind of like having their disagreements with each other.
Yeah.
So I think I'm close. And then I'll try and get Resident Evil 2 done by next week.
Good luck.
It's not luck. It's just doing it because, again, the world's not really doing anything.
Good luck. Good luck. Then I guess that's it for a show.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
I can't tell if this was like a short one or not.
It's what, an hour?
No, it's okay. It's average.
Yeah.
It's average.
So here we go. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Oh, also, because our fucking thing was late last week, if you haven't already, I think Paul did, send in your waifus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We need your waifus. We need your recommendations just to fill out this list so we can have our waifu battle royale.
Okay. How much do we each have to bring?
I think we need to look at the list and then whatever's not on the list that we think of, we can bring in. And then we look at the list as a whole rather than this is my, I don't want it to be like the end of the year awards where the, this is mine versus yours.
Sure.
I want it to be like, this is the list. Let's whittle down the list.
Sure.
And then our biases will come out, as the K-pop fans say. You know?
Sure, sure.
Makoto is my bias, oh, you know? Oh,
man. Is that the sword you're going to die on?
It's the sword I would die on, but I also don't think that it has any chance of, like, just... You're probably going to try and die on Mars.
No.
But it's not going to happen.
No. No. I have many, many other choices.
Okay. All right. All right. Nunnally. Eyes open, Nunnally.
Ooh. Yes. Yes.
That's the one.
Okay, cool. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Send in those waifus.
Bye.